You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. This is the final show of 2023. I don't know about you. I am so ready for new energy. Listen, happy New Year's Eve. I hope wherever you are happy and safe, reflective, grateful, and ready to go into 2024 with amazing energy. I know that I'm ready to put this year on the shelf and look and be grateful for the things that have happened that are wonderful and to be done with anything else. So like a lot of people these days, life is just so busy. Everything is moving so fast. We are also hit with so many world complicated issues and coming out of the post-endemic phase of this once in 100 time in our lives. You know, there's new things that come up, right? New trials and challenges. And I love the conversation around emotional health and mental health. We all have to be mindful of that. No pun intended, but pun intended. I think we can no longer not listen to our bodies and what our spirit is telling us and guiding us, because we would not be going on the right path, right? And we're seeing a lot of just challenges with people. So I think it's really smart to go on your own behalf and give yourself the best tools and the best chance for success. And I'm going into a new year with you also, but also a new year, my birthday next month. So in January. So it's a good time to reflect. And with all of that being said, I have one of our most popular guests this year of 2023, author and amazing therapist, psychotherapist, Elaine Holm, author of Everyday Soul Dances. Welcome back, Elaine.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here, and happy new year.
Yes, happy New Year's Eve anyway, right? She's ready. She's ready to get us into the new energy, so that's good. So thank you so much for, I'm loving your look. You look fresh. You look ready to go. Thank you for making more time here on New Year's Eve to be with us and set us up for success for the new year. Why don't you introduce yourself for the people who may have not seen our previous interviews and tell us who you are.
My name is Elaine Holm. I live in Reno, Nevada currently. Previously, I lived at Lake Tahoe. I've been a psychotherapist for nearly 50 years, working with individuals, mostly women, but not only women, with couples, and I'm also a marriage and family child therapist. So I've been able to be with many, many people with different kinds of problems, and it's such a sometimes very difficult role to play, but also so very exciting to be a guide and watch people make the positive changes they need to make in their lives.
Yes.
So that's one part. Simultaneously, with the beginning of my career, I started doing yoga back in the 1969 or 70. And I have done it in one form or other ever since. So I'm very immersed in the Eastern traditions where we all are to be brothers and sisters to one another. And to hold the highest intention for ourselves and for every other person. So it cuts out all that duality that I'm right and you're wrong. All of that has no place in these Eastern traditions. And I believe that the meditation revolution that came in the 70s to the Western world taught us all many, many things about looking at life differently. You know, and it doesn't matter if I'm white and you're a totally different racial mixture. It doesn't matter at all. We're all one people. We're all God's children. You know, we know this. We know it from the Bible. We know it from our churches. And in yoga, we practice that. So while I was living at Tahoe, I started receiving these messages from the energies that I call the divine feminine. Mm-hmm. And the messages were just that, very clear messages coming to me saying, you are so much greater. We all are so much greater than we think we are. We have all this karmic damage that we've been carrying for this lifetime. It's time to let it go. It's time to step into our true manifestations about how beautiful, how exceptional we are, how unique we all are, and how we all contribute to a glorious whole. And so that's been my life journey, to talk to people about this. And then I wrote the book, because the message was, you're to write a book called Everyday Soul Dances, and these are the first words. And so it was just all laid out for me. And then I added other parts that have to do with psychology. And so there, it's about all of the different ways, not all of the different ways, the different ways of the yogi and the different ways in modern day psychology that we can hold a more beautiful center for who we truly are, instead of all this stuff that we can get so caught in, or getting caught in what's going on and outside in the world that we have no control over. And so it's like, okay, who am I? Focus right here. Find what's beautiful, what's right, what's the next step. And we can do that by going inside. And so the whole message is that we can do this ordinary dance out in the world, and we do it, you know, probably 95% of the time during the course of a day.
Yeah.
But we can do it less, or we can take time out and we can go inside, and all of that energy can just let it go. It's like a snake shedding its skin. It just, I don't need this, because this is so much more real. We are spiritual beings, and we're meant to live from our spirituality, not from all the stuff that we have to do. So that's my introduction.
No, it's beautiful. And as you're speaking, I feel calm. I'm just like, oh, wow. Okay. I'm right there with you. And, you know, it sounds like, if you don't mind me saying this, for those people who have that, just that schedule that will not quit, I am one of those people, and I'm looking to change that in 2024 and make my day work for me, not me work for my day, and you know, and putting things in place and not putting too many things on my plate. We were talking offline, Elaine, about how to really use some of these basics, because I read a page out of your book yesterday on the show. You weren't on the show, but I read a little excerpt from you. I was bragging about you, but I wanted to find out, how can we really apply, you know, what does it look like to tangibly apply these practices to a really busy American society? I mean, of course, we're talking about the world, but right now we're talking about specifically America. I think we're unique in that way, where we're high anxiety, high, you know, school shootings, high stress. We just go faster than a lot of countries, not everybody, but we go faster and harder.
So what's your question?
It was a long-winded question. How do we add some of these principles in your book? Like practically, like, okay, I've got all these things to do and I really want to be centered, but if I don't get these things done, then I'm really going to be further behind tomorrow. Like, how does someone just stop, clear it out, and how do we use this?
Well, first, we have to do what you just said you were going to do next year. And that is to say, I need to change this lifestyle. It's driving me crazy. And I'm being ineffective. And I'm making mistakes because I'm rushing too fast. I'm not having enough time for myself or my family or whomever. So we have to have the intention to do it differently. We have to say, there's got to be a better way. And so some people will find that by taking a yoga class. Some people will read books like mine. There's so many books out there now to show us how to go inside. I love my book. I think it has all kinds of great practices that we can do on a daily basis. And there are also a lot of amazing other books that people have written, because this is the time in our lifetime, not in my parents' lifetime, we have so much available to us to help us. Retreats, meditation practices, journaling. I always advocate journaling as a first step, because if we will take time out to write in a journal about what happened during our day and the things that we really liked, or the things that, oh, wow, I made this mistake, I need to shift it, that starts to change, because it changes what's in our mind. Mm-hmm. And then we can set intentions. Okay, every day I'm going to journal for 20 minutes or write 3 pages. Or I'm going to take time out at the end of the day before I fall asleep just to settle in and be very, very quiet. Just imagine letting all this other stuff go. And I always talk about breathing it out. Whatever's in our mind, just breathe it out through our sacrum and through the soles of our feet, recycled by Mother Earth. And it's so, you can get the image of just like a hose, just letting it go. And then you're left with quiet, inner beauty, stillness, regeneration, rejuvenation, release, and that changes our state. Yeah. And we can do that 5 minutes at a time, maybe even less. We just do that breathing and release, and we're going to sit quietly for a short time. We can do that with several times a day. Mm-hmm. And so eventually we start making the shift from all of this and from the worry, and oh, what am I going to do about the situation in Israel? You know, we can get so caught up in things that we can't do anything about unless we choose to go over there or help somehow. So it's, we're paying attention to our world, and if we can act in our world from this quiet place, everybody around it gets quieter. Everybody around us gets quieter. And then the whole thing can dissolve, at least for a short period of time. And we can do that more and more. Mm-hmm. There are all these practices, the psychological ones like journaling, and dream work, and then the spiritual ones like prayer and meditation, mantras. There's so many things that we can do. And this doesn't, the changes can occur in the moment, but to make it fuller within our lives and to go more inner and release more ego, we practice every day, pay attention many times a day, and the changes happen over time. These aren't like, you know, you go to a retreat for 3 days and you're all better. I mean, that can happen too, but in the course of a lifetime, the 3 days are the catalyst. Mm-hmm. And how do we do our lives differently? That's where the test comes in. Do we just go to the retreat and feel good? Or do we just say, okay, these are the things I learned. This is what I must practice. This is what I will do. Wow. And then we have a different person.
Wow. And I'm hearing consistency in there, right? Because you're saying you can take a beat and put in the breathing and journaling and take a time out and just let the energy settle and reset. And it also sounds like in the evening, resetting the energy is important because you're going to wake up fresher, right? Kind of back in balance.
You know, that's really important, Monique, because the way I've been taught is that if we do an inner check about how our day went, you know, like what we feel good about, what things we need to change before we fall asleep, and then we make very clear practices, or just, this is how I'm going to live my day differently tomorrow. If we state that even internally, then the subconscious starts to work on it while we're sleeping. And then to refresh those same intentions in the morning, then we have more of ourself available. That's not just like, oh, I have to get up and exercise it. You know, that's good, but it's probably not going to be enough over time.
Right. No, you're right. You have to check. Yeah. So, okay, great. So let's real quick plug the book and then we're going to get into some more stuff. Guys, Everyday Soul Dances, Elaine Holm, look at that cover. Every time I show someone this, they're like, look at that. And what's really beautiful and unique, I always say it, is she has a reflection, a meditation at the end. You can make notes. She speaks on journaling a lot. And then what I love that's really up to date and savvy is that she's got, Elaine, you have the QR code for the scan meditation at the end. As soon as I can find one on here. but guys, it's really cool. Okay. This one here, the self-forgiveness meditation. I love that one on page 228. What do you want to share about these meditations? You said you just got downloads, right? You saw them?
Well, over the years, I've been a meditation teacher, and I love leading other people in meditation. It just, there's so, you know, there are infinite ways to pay attention to help you go inside, because when we connect from our heart and open, this is a glorious universe that we live in, you know, and we can pay attention to the leaves falling, or today here, it's gray and rainy. So that just automatically sets me to go inside more, or anything, you know, like a quote. I see on Facebook all the time, these amazing quotes by incredible people. Mm-hmm. Those are worthy of a whole meditation, just one or two lines, you know?
Yeah.
So when we have the intention of expanding our vision, quieting our minds, and seeing how we are in communion with one another or with the natural world, we live differently.
Yeah.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I'm sure it did. You know, you're deep, Elaine. It's deep, but it's tangible. You know, we understand it. We know we understand it. I think we're just, as a society, we're out of practice, right? There's something inside of us that knows what you're saying. We're not, I mean, I've done yoga maybe once in my life. I don't do yoga, but I understand why people might do it. What do you want to offer us going into 2024? What have you been called to share with us today?
What I've been thinking a lot about is, well, really what we've been talking about. Are we going to live our ordinary lives and fly around through 2024 like we did this last year? Or are we going to do it differently? And we all can do like the resolutions. You know, I'm going to eat more vegetables, or I'm going to exercise 3 times a week, or whatever. All of those things are really good. And more importantly, what is my state going to be? How is my state of being going to be different going into 2024? And I feel like that's why I'm doing these radio interviews, is just to talk about, let's look at how beautiful we are, really. Let's let the stuff go, the karma go, figure out how to get help if we need help, like from a psychotherapist or a 12-step program, whatever, to not keep carrying the things that tear us up and make us anxious or depressed. This is a lifetime where we're meant to leave all of that behind and find out who we are without all of that stuff that we came in to resolve. That's another part of the book that I think is important, because I talk about karma and about the soul's journey. And part of the soul's journey is to release as much karma as we can in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. The other part of the soul's journey is to find how much we can love and how well we can love and how many we can love. So that's how I see starting this new year. How do we do this? How do we make it bigger? How do we make ourselves better? How do we say, I love you more often? It's so fun.
It could be like Woodstock all over again. Just kidding. You guys, let's just do the 70s, in the 60s and the 70s. All of us just free love and bell bottoms and hash. Well, no, I'm just kidding. But kind of.
So Woodstock was so great. And the Beatles, too, you know, just all of this energy with this these kinds of messages out there.
Yeah.
And we will always remember them. Every once in a while, I'll think of a Beatles song. It's like, yeah, that's the perfect message they said right back there, you know? Imagine what it would be like, what our world would be like, you know, how we can all be free. This is more internal, you know, and so it gives us that ability to go deeper. Our world out here is so amazing. Mm-hmm. The inner world, when you really go deep into meditation, are even more so because we're connected with all that is. Hmm. We realize our importance and that we're here to serve. And we're serving the divine, the sacred. And we are sacred beings. That's what we forget.
That's what we forget. And that's why you see people go in a different, just go, things go haywire. Because you don't realize who you really are and what your calling is. And so, yeah, people might say, I don't know why I'm here. Some people might say, I'm here to work. I'm here to make money. I'm here for my family. Are you proposing an idea that we are here even for even greater things than that?
Well, it's important we manage our responsibilities, obviously.
Yeah.
And we can do that, and we can do that from a spiritual perspective. And when we do that, then we're not rushing around like neurotic people. I got to make money. I've had my share of that in my lifetime. So always thinking about the money.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to change.
Ever. But when we're calm and when we trust, see, if we're connected spiritually, we have a trust in our connection with the divine. And we can trust that we're being supported and that we have all these guides around us to show us the way. And we're not alone. And there's so much to learn from this. You know, we start having these dreams that are amazing, or somebody will say just the perfect thing and it changes your life, because that's what I was needing to hear today. You know, it happens all the time. And so the energies of the sacred are all around us and within us. And so that's why we quiet, is so that we can open and receive.
Yeah.
And that changes our state. And then we can say, oh, I can do my job. I can get all this done. And I can still stay calm while I'm doing it. And then I won't come home and yell at my kids or whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's really great. Just take a beat and just listen in that inner voice and just get aligned. I often think, too, that our culture doesn't really support that, right? I mean, we're getting there. We're getting back to it, right? But it's all about the quick fix and on to the next thing and 24-hour everything. And I like having access to things 24 hours, don't get me wrong, but we just really do need to slow down, all of us, and really just take a beat and think. Some people might not think that they have traumas, right? Or PTSD. Like, maybe they don't know. Maybe it hasn't shown up in their life and then it catches them off guard. How do they apply some of the fundamentals in your practice to just discovering that there's something's off?
Well, first of all, people wouldn't come in to see me in my practice if they didn't think there was something wrong. And the truth is, my 23-year-old granddaughter said, she's talking about social media, and she said, people my age don't know what to do. Wow. That's quite a statement.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably true for people of any age. If we're even a little bit honest with ourselves, we're going to see something that's not working right. And we're here to resolve that. And it's possible to do it. That's the cool part. We have all kinds of resources. And all these meditations, all these, like on YouTube, all these videos to think differently about something. It's really quite remarkable to be a part of this movement because it's enormous right now and it's growing. So I don't know if I answered your question. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I was mainly speaking to someone who's just picking up your book and realizing, like, if they didn't have a session with you, like someone that just didn't really know what to look for, like if they don't know that they have trauma or they don't know. But it seems like there's something for everyone in here that can guide them, right? No matter what you're discovering, what you're dealing with. I mean,
well, the way I wrote the book, my part of it, you know, that there are all these beautiful high messages from the divine feminine, and they're all in italics. And then my part is as if I was talking to the reader in my therapy office. So it's intimate, and it's the reader and me. Yeah. And it's gentle, and it's educational, and it's positive.
Yeah.
And it's forward moving because I show ways they can make changes without tons of trauma coming up. You know, there are ways to manage all of this today, and it's really good. And people go step by step. You know, they come in with what they're ready for.
Yeah, that's true.
And they'll come in 2 or 3 years, 10 years later, and then go to another level. It's perfect.
I love that. You guys, let's start this New Year's off right. Let's leave some of the bad karma behind. All of the bad karma behind. Let's get into this book, Everyday Soul Dances. I would love to get your feedback, everybody. Get on Amazon Prime. Get this for the New Year's, going into the New Year's. Maybe you didn't make it for Christmas, but this is New Year's Eve. Let's go into 2024 with Elaine Holm, Everyday Soul Dances. Elaine, come see us again in 2024. Thank you for being the energy we need to go into a new year.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys, that's Elaine Holm, and this is Everyday Soul Dances. I want you guys to remember that you can pick this up on Amazon. Elaine, real quick, tell us your publishers, where they can get it directly one more time.
You can get it from Balboa Press, which is a subsidiary of Hay House, or on Amazon. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can email me at everydaysouldances@gmail.com.
I love it. I love your setup, by the way. Nice logo on the back. Good job there. And wonderful. And guys, listen, have a safe, happy new year. Be safe. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Get that Uber, get that Lyft, or hey, leave your car. Let it get towed. It's still cheaper and safer to let it get towed or get a hotel. But whatever you do, just be thinking ahead and think about somebody else. Please be safe out there. And you listen, party like it's 1999, because you never know. And I'd like to go into the new year by making a list of reflections, not on a New Year's resolution, but just what I set out for myself in 2023, what I actually accomplished, and really just see. Because sometimes when you look at that, it's so close. You really did do a lot, right?
And yeah.
So I'm excited to see what my list will be for 2023 and what has happened and what it'll be for 2024. And you guys, if you're not following us, please follow us at The Startup with Monique LeRae, at LA Talk Radio. You can also follow Elaine on Instagram at Everyday Soul Dances. There might be an underscore under there. Check it out. You have to look for this logo and you'll know you're in the right place. Thank you again, Elaine, for being here. Sam's going to go full screen on me real quick. We'll see time, Elaine. All right, guys. Special thank you to my sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, La Casa del Camino, Next Level Global Solutions, everyone that really believes in the work we do over here and has sponsored me through this year. What a year, guys. It has been a year of a lot, good and challenging. I'm excited for the new year. We're going into our fifth year strong. We'll be making some upgrades, some amazing changes. Thank you for making a choice here with me. And as always, and for the new year, what will you start up today and what will you start up next year? Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.